parts of your accomplishments. So just lots of blessings to you, lots of love to you. We wish you a great week and weekend, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. You are so kind, and my best wishes for all of your listeners.
Thank you, and bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. So we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to our next guest, Shkwait Shakhlakh from Gwaishkina, BC. And first, we're going to play his song of the week, which is from Crystal Rock, Miles and Miles, and Funk Cartel, and their song Sweet Dreams. And it's a rendition, a remix of the Eurythmics.
Yeah, there you go.
Back in the 80s. So, yeah, so listen and enjoy, everyone.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I traveled the world in the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be of you. I'm
we're back. That was Crystal Rock, Miles and Miles, Funk Cartel, and their rendition of Sweet Dreams from the Eurythmics.
Yeah, that's a classic. I like that remix.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And for people that don't know Shkwait, he's my brother from Gwaishkna, BC. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So he's a very extreme survivalist, big hero to myself and many other people all over that know his story. Just a blessing and an honor to have him come on our program and share with us the things that make him tick and helped him to survive all those tremendous traumas. So we have with us Shkwait Shachlach. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Alive and kicking still.
Yeah.
Still having sweet dreams.
That's great.
Yeah, that a guy.
Yeah, that sure had me going there today, dancing around to that mix. Like, I remember when it first came out back in the 80s. It was pretty awesome. Pretty kicking beats. So we have our subject today, and it's on roots, and we'd love to hear your words on roots.
One of the roots I think of is the Big Bear roots we used to plant up north.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Literal roots. But the roots, you know, it's where we come from and our culture and our morality, you know, whether it's good morality or immorality.
Mm.
You know, all I can think of is we need to work on stabilizing our roots, because all our children these days are growing up without good roots.
True.
We think multicultural isn't as good and all that, but we're just losing our roots. You know, we're in the way society is gone, you know. Our morality roots for our children is out the window. Ups down and downs up, and yes is no and no is yes. So I think we gotta reestablish our roots. You know, not just where we came from, but our culture. You know, whether we're believers in God, the Creator, or whatnot. We just gotta stabilize our morality roots. Because, you know, how's that saying go? We're going to hell in a handbasket right now.
yeah, for sure. You know, sure feels like
we,
it.
We gotta get back our youth and give them a good roots again. Good morality roots.
Yes, for sure.
That's all I can think about, roots.
Well, that's very beautiful.
Besides the Big Bear roots.
Well, it's kind of coincides with what we were saying. You know, we need our roots to become grounded and also to be stable in our lives, and also to produce good fruit and good positivity in the world. And it does come from our roots. And it's something that we need to just have some focus on. And like you said, build our roots and look for ways in how we can grow those roots strong and healthy, ground ourselves, ground our children, our youth, our future, and produce some really great positive fruit for the world to continue on and to become a better place in this whole world and the universe. So Thank you so much for, you know, joining us and bringing us these insights of what makes you tick, and just some of the wisdom that you bring, the knowledge that you bring to us is very strong and healthy, and it really helps me to expand my mind and grow.
So. Yeah, thanks, Squikes. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. Thank you guys for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers. You and my brother there, look at us. And to all the listeners out there as well, I send you all my love, well wishes, thoughts, and prayers to your thousands.
Many well wishes to you. With we know you had an appointment today, so we wish you well in your recovery and just getting on the right medications and getting on a better road of recovery. So thank you so much for joining us and sharing your time with us, even though you're in the midst of your health. So we thank you for joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and just have a great week and weekend.
Okay.
So bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shechlech from Gwaishkina, BC, and just always a blessing and an honor to have him on our program. And so we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to, coming up next, we're going to get to our Lady Fahima and the president of Minnetonka Park Association. But first, we're going to play a song from Kin Buffalo and their song called Orion. And I'm always connected with Orion because that connects me with all my brothers.
Cool.
So have a listen. This is Kin Buffalo, Orion. We'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone. was Kin Buffalo and their song called Orion.
Nice, bro. I like that.
Yeah, that's Orion is always so special to me because it connects me with all my brothers, because we all look into the sky, especially at night, and we see Orion.
Okay.
And we always called it Iron Maiden.
Okay. Oh, but, Orion. You're talking about Orion. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Okay.
Yeah. I always call it Orion.
That's
cool. Why.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, we have on the line with us, we have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And
hello.
Yes. Welcome to our program. And we did try to get a hold of Lady Fima, but we were having difficulties, and we weren't able to bring her on. So
we're happy to have Celia here. Yeah, you've always got great words, Celia. We want to hear what you're thinking about roots.
Yeah.
Yes, I was listening to what you were saying, Wegedesk, with the peas, and of course I was smiling because I'm a big gardener myself, and. My thought when you were talking was that idea is a little different than yours, was that the roots need to establish before reaching for the sky, both with peas and for myself. I do feel like, you know, I have that relating to that for myself, and that I think of roots as the place of nourishment. And we're connected to the heavens and we're connected to the earth. When I was in labor with my second child, Stephen, I was remembering that what I did, it was a spring day. I went down to the Fraser River and the rocks were nice and warm. And I had comfort in feeling the warm rocks on my body while I was kind of in this early stage of labor. And I think it's also like the roots of my ancestors, as well as the roots like connecting to the deep earth. So I think of roots, I think of ancestors and what we need for stability, which is what you were talking about, Quange. You know, that they have that stabilizing thing piece. And when I think of, I don't know when we think of all of our ancestors, but I was thinking specifically of mine is, you know, these qualities that knowing their histories and the qualities of like resiliency and courage and faith and all of those types of things, it helps me draw on when I'm facing challenges or obstacles, but also celebrations and victories. But I think, you know, when we're going through trials of some sort, I find for myself, I really love to draw my roots. And it's like that feeling like someone's got my back. So that's some of the thoughts I had. Been really enjoying what you've both been offering up here.
I like that you say you gotta root yourself and ground yourself before you reach for the sky. That's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of another story on, you know, like the redwood trees. And I remember I was thinking, I want to get some seeds of the redwood tree and grow a redwood tree. And so I had this plan of getting redwood tree seeds and growing the big redwood tree in my backyard. And I found out that they don't even have seeds.
Huh.
They grow from their branches.
Okay, wow.
And the interesting thing is when one of their branches breaks off these great redwood trees, they fall and they embed into the ground.
Wow.
And then that's how they start growing.
Whoa, interesting. Yeah.
And on top of that, I was thinking like, oh man, these redwood trees, they got to have like a root system that goes down 2 miles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like 15 feet thick and whatever. And then I found out, no, they have these little tiny roots.
Really?
Really?
Very little tiny roots. And what keeps them up is their branches.
Oh.
Okay.
Because, you know, we think of, you know these trees and plants, they need big roots to stay stable. And
but they use their branches and they touch the ground, some of them.
Well, I don't know if they touch the ground, but when they break off, and then it comes down and it'll land with the sharp end into the ground. And that's how they start growing.
Wow. Okay, cool.
But yeah, this
that's
is
interesting.
Yeah, it was so fascinating that I found out that, man, the biggest trees in the world have the littlest roots in the world.
And so no redwoods in your backyard?
No, I can't have any redwoods. Unless I bring a whole tree and shake it and the branches fall off.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Lots of good knowledge on Free Voices every time, hey?
Yeah.
Well, we really thank you for joining us and giving your little bit of your history. And it's just always interesting to get some perspectives of other people on their knowledge of roots and you know, whatever subject we have. It's always a great thing to reach out and connect and get the thoughts of our co-hosts and people that have achieved. Like we did have earlier, we did the replay of Mr. Sapa, and he's the world renowned architect that built the Lotus Temple in New Delhi, India. So and he's, you know, helping humanity with our roots and getting stabilization through spirituality.
And I would say the actual temple itself, like, because, you know, the architecture and the beauty and the thoughtfulness and the symbolism and stuff, it's like that achieving something like that is like the reaching for the sky part too. Like, just because it's such a beautiful achievement.
Absolutely. Yeah, powerful stuff.
Yeah And I have to acknowledge some of my, you know, because I talk to a lot of people, and some of them are from East India. And I was talking to one of my riders that mentioned, like, because I wanted to know their spiritual background and stuff, and they started talking about, we talked about the gods. And in East India, they have everything is almost a god, like the elephant, the cow, the monkey, all these things on earth that have that are creatures here, but they they're seen as gods and respected. Highly respected. And this is the thing that we lack. We don't have that respect for nature, the animals, all these things in on this planet with us. So we need to get back to that respect. Just like we were talking about the frog.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, the frog is a powerful animal that can breathe in the water, can breathe on land, and it can be frozen solid, unthaw, and start hopping around.
Powerful.
I want that superpower.
Yeah.
Well, and that's another type of rootedness and connection, you know, that connection to all that is this mystery of life too, you know, connected to the animals and the rest of nature. And
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, we really thank you for joining us live and sharing what was in your mind about roots, and just always an honor and a blessing to have you come on our program.
I feel likewise. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, Celia. We love you lots. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Lots of love.
Yeah, lots of love.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. All right, so we're going to be closing our program here, and we wish you all the best for your week and weekend, and come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We love you so much. Keep the deep breaths going and pump that gratitude. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and here's the Midnight Ghost Train along the chasm. Enjoy, everyone.